We definitely did not have your usual childhood growing up with our father, who's a Dineh Hithathli, a medicine man, and going to not just ceremonies, but to powwows, doing traditional performances and becoming an educator, sharing in schools, traveling even to Wild West shows and all over the world, sharing Navajo culture, you know, having that base. And then my mom, who's a folk songwriter, singer. For me, you know, family is the most important thing.
It's amazing to be able to make music with my little brother. It's really fantastic. And even on stage, we have our father come and sing with us. We've had our mother come sing with us and our kids, too. We pride ourselves on being a multi-generational group that can really bridge musical styles between traditional Diné song and, you know, rock. We grew up originally from Black Mesa, Arizona, and we experienced and saw what relocation was doing to our own Diné people, with over 11,000 families being forcibly relocated from our homelands. And so we grew up with a lot of anger. We grew up with a lot of frustration. These songs were an opportunity to bring voice to different issues.
Word Sihasen, you know, to have hope, to have assurance that there is going to be something better. You know, that's where we started writing our songs and bringing this whole unique sound together, because we definitely went through a lot of challenges and hard times.
We really wanted to focus with Sihasen as being music that is uplifting, that's empowering. We want to make music that makes people feel good, and that they can do something, you know, that they can create positive change in their community. And that's kind of the spirit behind Sihasen. The lessons have been taught, our voices died and rose, yet we will never surrender. Our backs against the wall, sick and tired of it all, yet we will never surrender.
For me, the drums was my voice. I was always very silent. A mumbler, never could quite communicate or talk, and just kind of preferred to hike up to the top of mountains and be isolated and hang out with the horses. The drums were my way of communicating, where I could be as loud as I wanted to be. I actually play standing up now, using traditional Navajo drums as well as powwow drums incorporated, and have kind of changed some of the rhythm concepts that way. They're more kind of aligned with traditional cultural rhythms.
People were always like, why don't you ever write love songs? And then it occurred to me that, wow, wait a minute, these are all love songs. Are you crazy? They're about love of justice, love of freedom, love of equality, love of respect.